Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
The Circle Round episode you're about to hear is a super special one, recorded on August 13th, 2023 at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. This live event featured world-class musicians from the BSO, a star-studded cast of actors, and a wonderfully enthusiastic audience of Circle Round fans who journeyed from near and far to join us. You can learn more about our Circle Round events and how you can be a part of them on our website, WBUR.org/CircleRound. Think about one of your special skills. Maybe you're a whiz at math, or doing puzzles, or drawing pictures, or running really, really fast. Have you ever used your skill to help someone else? In today's story, a judge needs help in his courtroom. And one big gray animal has the special skill to help. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, live at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Today our story is called The Elephant in the Room. Versions of this tale originally come from China in East Asia. Joining me on stage is a fabulous cast of actors, Lauren Ambrose, Makania Chesser, Scott Cohen, Josh Gondelman, and Peter Riegert. And providing musical accompaniment is a world-class quintet from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Rachel Childers on horn, Clint Foreman on flute, Catherine French on violin, Ben Levy on double bass, and Suzanne Nelson on bassoon. So circle around, everyone, for the elephant in the room. There once was a judge. Like so many others in his profession, the judge was well-educated, well-mannered, and well-versed in the law. But unlike many others in his profession, or any others really, the judge had a rather peculiar pet. An elephant!
Good morning, my gentle giant. Would you like some luscious leaves for breakfast? How about some tasty tree bark? You've got it.
But here's the thing. The elephant wasn't just the judge's pet. She was also his assistant. Because if the judge needed help deciding a case, he called on the colossal creature.
What do you say, my gentle giant? Will you come to the courthouse and help me with my verdict? Oh, you will? Splendid!
The judge's courtroom was always swarming with spectators. All of them wanted to see justice served, of course, but they also wanted to see whether the judge would summon his elephant. Elephants have long been viewed as powerful symbols of strength and wisdom. But the people in the judge's town were convinced that his elephant wasn't just strong and wise. They believed she understood the hearts and minds of human beings. Because every time the judge called on his elephant to help him issue a verdict, she never made an error. Well, one summer day, in his very packed courtroom, the judge presided over a case...
This court will now come to order.
Of theft.
Ladies and gentlemen, three suspects are being investigated today for robbing the town grocery. Our grocer has been kind enough to come and deliver her testimony. Grocer, can you please tell the court what happened?
The grocer's eyes glistened with tears as she rose from her seat.
Well, Your Honor, earlier this month, in the wee small hours of the morning... A burglar broke into my grocery store. They ran off with all the money I kept in the cash register in the front of the store and all the money I kept in a safe in the back.
And did you happen to lay eyes on the person who broke into your grocery?
The grocer blew her nose with a handkerchief.
It just so happens I did lay eyes on the scoundrel, Your Honor. Sort of.
Sort of? What do you mean, sort of?
Well, as luck would have it, I got to work early that morning. But when I went to unlock the front doors, I saw they were already open, and I caught sight of a masked figure running away with a bulging sack of money slung over one shoulder.
And this person wore a mask, you say, so you didn't see their face.
I didn't, but I noticed they were rather tall, with hunched shoulders, just like those three suspects over there.
The grocer gestured toward the side of the room, where three suspects sat in a row. They were all tall, with hunched shoulders. The first suspect was a man wearing orange. The second was a woman wearing yellow. And the third was a man wearing blue.
All right, grocer. Among these three suspects here, do you recognize the masked robber?
The grocer squinted her eyes. She was quiet for a moment. Then she thrust a finger at the man in orange.
Him! That man looks just like the one who stole from my grocery.
But then she pointed at the woman in yellow.
Though it could also be her!
Now she gestured toward the man in blue.
Or maybe him!
In a flash, the three suspects jumped to their feet. First, the man in orange.
But I've done nothing, Your Honor.
Then the woman in yellow.
I would never steal!
Then the man in blue.
I'm as innocent as the day is long!
The judge furrowed his brow as he studied the suspects' faces.
Tell me, you three, where were you the morning of the robbery?
One by one, the suspects replied. First, the man in orange.
It was early, so I was asleep in bed.
Then the woman in yellow.
I was at work in my fields!
Then the man in blue.
I was out of town!
The judge continued his investigation, asking question.
Do you have witnesses who can prove your whereabouts?
After question.
Have you visited the grocer's store before?
After question.
How much money is in your bank account?
And all three suspects were quick to give their answers.
My wife was with me, Your Honor. She can prove where I was.
I've never visited the grocery store, Your Honor. I grow everything I need on my farm.
I have nothing in my bank account, Your Honor. I am completely broke.
I see.
The judge leaned back in his chair. He folded his arms and closed his eyes. After a few moments, he blinked his eyes open and slowly, very slowly, swept them around the courtroom. Then, at long last, he opened his mouth and uttered the words each and every onlooker had been waiting to hear.
Well, it's official, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to need some help. It's time to call in the elephant.
How do you think the elephant will help the judge? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round, live at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Today our story is called The Elephant in the Room. Before the break, a judge was questioning three people suspected of robbing a grocery. To help make his final verdict, the judge called in his longtime assistant, his pet elephant. The spectators leaned forward in their seats as a guard led the elephant into the courtroom. The great animal's tail swayed and its trunk waved as it lumbered toward the judge's bench.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been said that my elephant can read the hearts and minds of human beings, and those who are innocent need not fear. But those who are guilty, well, you've got a big problem.
The onlookers exchanged amused glances. The three suspects sat stock still.
Suspects, before my elephant works her magic, I will give you one last chance to confess. Did you break into the grocer's store?
The man in orange, woman in yellow, and man in blue all shook their heads from side to side.
I told you I've done nothing, Your Honor.
And I would never steal.
And I'm as innocent as the day is long.
Very well.
The judge turned toward the elephant.
My dear gentle giant, I am convinced that one of these three people broke into the grocer's store and made off with her money. We just need to figure out which of them did it. So, one by one, I want you to examine our suspects, observe them carefully, and tell us which one is guilty.
All eyes were on the elephant as she tromped over to the suspects. First, she approached the man in orange. The giant creature reached out her long trunk and skimmed it down his body from his head to his feet. The man in orange held his breath before bursting into a giggle.
The elephant's trunk tickles.
After a few moments, the elephant lowered her trunk and let out a snort. Then she clomped over to the woman in yellow. Again, the colossal animal extended her trunk, then brushed it from the woman's head to her feet. The woman immediately began to squirm.
It really tickles!
After some time, the elephant dropped her trunk. She let out a grunt. Then finally, she shuffled over to the final suspect, the man in blue. As the elephant drew nearer, the man began to tremble. His face flushed, and a tiny bead of sweat slipped down his brow. And then, as the elephant thrust out her trunk and lifted it toward the man's head, he threw up his hands and practically bounced out of his seat.
I confess! I did it! I broke into the grocery store and made off with the grocer's money!
The spectators in the courtroom gasped. The man in orange and the woman in yellow sighed. The judge grinned.
Well, well, well. Looks like we have our culprit. The court hereby finds this fellow guilty of burglary and theft. Guards, take this man away.
Two stocky guards came marching over to the man in blue. The judge, meanwhile, rose to his feet and patted the elephant on the head.
I am so grateful to have this wise assistant who helps me take care in my judgments. May you continue to help me judge correctly for years to come, my gentle giant. This court is adjourned.
As the courtroom emptied out, with the two innocent suspects going free...
Thank goodness!
I said I'd never steal!
And the confessed criminal going to jail...
So much for as innocent as the day is long.
The grocer stayed behind and approached the judge.
Your Honor, I want to thank you for taking my case and finding that thief who burglarized my store.
You're very welcome, grocer. But did I find the thief, or did the elephant?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. I mean, we humans believe we are so very wise, but the truth is, we struggle to know anything for certain. So, how does your elephant have this skill? How can she read our hearts and minds and know the innocent from the guilty?
Well...
The judge gazed at the grocer, then at the elephant, then back at the grocer again.
Since you asked, I don't think my elephant actually knows the innocent from the guilty.
You don't? But...
But as long as people believe she knows the innocent from the guilty, then the innocent have nothing to fear because they have done no wrong. But the guilty have done wrong, so their hearts fill with terror. Terror that this wise elephant will see right through them and find them out. So the elephant's skill lies in making the guilty confess, simply by being herself. Nothing more, nothing less.
And with that, the judge took hold of the elephant's lead rope and guided his beloved companion out of the courtroom. And as the grocer watched them go, she suddenly knew, in her heart and mind, the truth. The elephant was a powerful symbol of strength and wisdom, but with the elephant's help, the judge was the strongest and wisest of all. Now it's your turn. What's one skill that makes you special? Maybe you build mind-blowing Lego creations, or you do a mean cartwheel. Perhaps you can ride your bike really fast or tell really funny jokes. Draw a picture of you doing your special skill. Then share that picture with someone you have fun with, a family member or friend, and ask them to talk about one of their special skills. This week's story, The Elephant in the Room, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Sophie Codner. Eric Shimalonis composed our original music and conducted our world-class quintet from the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Rachel Childers on horn, Clint Foreman on flute, Catherine French on violin, Ben Levy on double bass, and Suzanne Nelson on bassoon. Special thanks to our actors at Tanglewood, Lauren Ambrose, Makania Chesser, Scott Cohen, Josh Gondelman, and Peter Riegert. Lauren Ambrose is an Emmy, Tony, and Grammy nominee from the award-winning Showtime series Yellow Jackets. She's also starred in Servant on Apple TV Plus and 6 Feet Under on HBO. Makania Chesser is a company member at the esteemed Shakespeare and Company, where she has starred in numerous plays. She's appeared at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and on the HBO series The Wire. Scott Cohen has starred in such television hits as The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Gilmore Girls, Billions, Necessary Roughness, Allegiance, and The Tenth Kingdom, as well as the romantic comedy Kissing Jessica Stein. Josh Gondelman is a regular panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. He's also a stand-up comedian and Emmy Award-winning television writer. Peter Riegert is an actor and director with nearly 100 TV and film credits, including Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and Disjointed on Netflix, plus Animal House, Crossing Delancey, and Local Hero. He also hosts the podcast Peter Riegert's Vocal Heroes. We also want to thank everyone at the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Tanglewood for their amazing assistance, including Anthony Fogg, Amy Aldrich, David Chandler Wynn, Emily W. Siders, Rebecca Mansfield, Raylan Myrtle, Stephen Palacio, James Campbell, Ricardo Mora, Paul Ginocchio, Mark Rulison, and Leah Sagan-Dworsky. Circle Round's artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, including this one, and you can print them out and color them in. Grown-ups, find all 200-plus Circle Round coloring pages on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. Now that you've made it to the end of this Circle Round episode, we want to know, what's your favorite Circle Round story? Thousands of fans just like you have been telling us about the Circle Round stories they like best. Take a listen. Maybe one of their favorites is one of yours, too.
My name is Audrey. I live in Massachusetts. My favorite episode is The Fast Feast. I like it when the governor teaches Ezekiel a lesson.
My name is Phoebe, and I live in California, Sacramento. And my favorite Circle Round story is The Trio of Tricks. And I like the part when Hawk, Tiger, and Python were like, "Mouse, deer!"
Hi, my name is Jode, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. And my favorite Circle Around story is The Horse of a Different Color. I like the part where she makes a wish to go to the castle where the governor is.
My name is Lilith, and I'm from Brunswick, Georgia. My favorite story is Lookalike Falls because the king promises not to go looking for Lookalike Falls, but he does it anyway.
My name is Anaya, and I'm from Wisconsin, and my favorite Circle Round is all of them. I love you, Rebecca. See you.
Hi, Circle Round. My name is Karen, and we're from Pennsylvania. My favorite Circle Round story is of beans and bunnies, because my favorite part is when Pedro and the banker sing Magic Pot and make some heat. Give me something good to eat.
My name is Cameron, and my favorite Circle Round story is The Scholar's Reward, and I like it because chess is one of my favorite games.
We love you, Rebecca Shear, and thanks for the music, Eric Shimalonis.
Did someone mention a story you've missed? Not to worry. Grown-ups, you can find all of our Circle Round stories, plus links to the Circle Round Club, picture books, coloring pages, and oh so much more on our website, wbur.org/circleround.